Chaitanya Bhagavat, August 11, 2010, new chapter 26. The description of the mercy bestowed on Shuklambara and Vijay, and Gauranga's desire to accept sannyas. Text 1. Jaya Jaya Jagata Mangala Gora Chandra Dana Deha Ridaye Tomara Paradvandva. All glories to Lord Gora Chandra, the benefactor of the world. Jaya Jagata Mangala. He's made the Jagat. This entire universe, Bhur Bhuvak Swa, has become Mangalam, auspicious, fortunate, and happy by the presence and teachings and prabhav and influence of Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Please place your lotus feet, my dear Lord Gaurachandra, within my heart. Dan Dehat Ridai. Please give the donation. Please give me the donation, the wealth, the alms, the charity of what? In my heart, place in my heart, please place in my heart, give me the charity of my heart, Dana Deha. He's not praying, he's not going to Lord Gauranga like people go to Durga and say, Dhanam Dehi, Janam Dehi, Paisa Dehi, give me money, give me wealth, give me followers, Sri Dehi, give me woman, Pratishtha Dehi, give me honor, give me distinction. He's saying, Dan Deha Uridaya. Give me a donation, Tomara Paradvandva. Dvandva, the pair of your feet. Your Pada, Tomara, please place your feet in my lotus, in my heart, your lotus feet. Hegdin Shuklambara Brahmachari Stan, Kripaye Tahaneyanna Magila Pan. One day Gauranga asked Shuklambara Brahmachari for some rice. Tora anna bai kaite amar taicha vada kichu bhayana kariya bahilana dhada. Gauranga said to Shuklambara, hey Shuklambara, I have a strong desire to eat your rice. Tora ana kaite, your ana. Don't be afraid, kichu bhayana. This is a sincere request. He was saying don't be afraid because Shuklambara was a poor brahmachari. He didn't have any first-class basmati rice to offer an elevated, famous Digvijay Pandit Brahmin like Nimai Pandit Vishwambara Gauranga. So naturally he'd be a little fearful. What is this? It's like the king going to a rickshawwala and asking, can I have a little rice? I really want to eat your rice. It must be very good quality. 2 rupee a kilo rice. Hey Mata Mahaprabhu Bale Bara Bhar Shuni Shuklambara Kaku Karina Apar. When Mahaprabhu repeatedly requested Shuklambara like this, Shuklambara emotionally pleaded with the Lord, Kaku Karina Apar. Bhikshuka Adama Muni Papishta Garhita. Tumi Dharma Sanatan Muni Se Patita. Oh my Lord, you know that I'm a most sinful, papi, wretched, garhita beggar. I'm Adam. I'm so low. I'm very Adam. I have no place. I'm very low, fallen. I'm a bhikshuka. Bhikshuka, I'm a beggar, I'm a mendicant. I'm a sinful, wretched beggar. And you, who are you? That's me on this side. We're not compatible. There's no comparison. How can a high person meet with a low person? I'm a most sinful, wretched beggar. That's me. And then on your side, who are you? You're Dharma Sanatan Muni Patita. You're the personification of Sanatan Dharma. The perfectional religious principles of eternity. And I have fallen. I'm patita. I'm very fallen from that. More kotadibe prabhu charanera chai kita tulia nahon more eta varamaya. Oh Lord Gauranga Prabhu, give me shelter of your lotus feet, although I'm not equal to an insect. Kita tulia nahi. I don't equal kita tulia nahi. But still, you're trying to deceive me and cover me with some type of illusion, some type of Vishnu Maya, Bharo Maya. Prabhu Bali, Maya hina na vasya mane, Bharicho vase more tomore randane. Gauranga said, I am not deceiving you. I really have a strong desire to taste your cooking. Satwari naivedya gya karham vasaya ajiyami badyahe jaiba sarvataya. Shukambar, go home and quickly make an offering for your Lord, your Thakurji. I will come at midday to honor the Mahaprasad. Vrindavan Das says, Tara piha shuklam bara baya pahi mane yukti gigyas jigyasilena sakala bhaktastane. Nevertheless, Shuklambara was an anxiety by. He was fearful, so he asked, he consulted with the devotees about what he should do. Jigyasilena sakala bhaktastan. He went to the assembly of devotees. He went where all the devotees were gathered and standing. He said, what to do? God, the Supreme Lord, Gauranga, Mahaprabhu, wants to come to my kuti and take rice cooked by my hand. Just some cheap, broken rice I collect by begging, and no proper spicing and no ghee. What should I do? I don't want to make offenses to our Lord. Sabi balilena tumi kini karabhai paramarte ishvarera keha binanai. All the bhaktagan, all the assembled devotees, they comforted Shuklambara and said, why are you afraid? From the spiritual point of view, no one is separate from the Lord. Paramartik Ishvara Keya Bina Nai Bina Bina Bina. There is no separation between the Jiva, the Atma and the Paramatma, between the Ishvara and the Paramishvara. They went on. This is the preaching of his friends. He consulted with them, and they advised the distressed and fearful Shuklambara in this way over the next few verses. Visheshe je janatane sarvabhave bhaje sarvakala tanana apane konje. The Lord, it's his nature, the Lord, that he always begs food, especially from those who worship him with ananya bhakti, unflinching devotion, sarva bhava bhaje, visheshe je jana. In other words, Gauranga, listen, Shuklambara, it's the nature of Gauranga and Vishnu and Krishna and Ram, all the forms of Bhagavan, they consider, they're always vishesh, what is the special, those special people, special devotees that are sarva bhav bhaje, they're bhajan. They're hearing, they're chanting, they're remembering, they're archan, they're puja, they're bhagavat pat, they're cooking, they're sangha, they're darshan. Everything about them is sarva bhav. It's full of love, it's full of feelings and love of God. Sarva bhav bhaje, that's how they're bhajan. Bhajan is bhav bhanja. Bhava bhajan. Bhav bhajan. They're on the bhav marg. Sarvakalatana, all the time. That's where he likes to take his food. Those that have sarva bhav, complete, full, deep, unlimited love and bhav for him. He wants to eat from his beloveds. Apane shudrara putra vidurera stan anamagi kailena bhaktirakaran. Remember, Shuklambara, Vyasadeva wrote in the Mahabharata that old Vidura was a son of a Shudra because of his bhakti. His bhakti was so deep that Krishna personally came to his house and begged food from him and ate it. Bhaktistani magikai prabhura swabhav deyagiya tumi bharo kariyano rag. This is Prabhu Mahaprabhu's honor. This is Mahaprabhu's swabhav. It is his very inherent nature to Bhaktistani magikai. He goes to the assembly where there is Bhaktistan. He goes to the assembly of his devotees and he begs there food. So just go and offer him lunch with great devotion, anurag, great love. Tadapiya tumi jari mbaya vashamani alagoche tumi gya karaha randane. Listen, Shuklambara, if you're still feeling fearful, then don't even touch the food while you cook. Bharabhagya tomara, emata kripa jari, shuni dvija harishe, aila nijagari. Shuklambara, you are bharabhagya, you are so very, very lucky and fortunate, kripa, to get Mahaprabhu's mercy. On hearing this, the Brahmin, the poor Brahmin Shuklambara, returned to his house, Nijagari. Vrindavan Das says, Snankari Shuklambara Ati Savadhane Suvasita Jala Dapta Karila Apane. Shuklambara took bath and then Savadhan, very carefully boiled some scented water. Very interesting type of water. Tandula Sahita Tabe Divya Garva Toda Alagoche Dia Vipra Kaila Karajoda. Shuklambara put some rice and the best core of a banana stem in the water without touching them and folded his hands and started praying to the Lord. He sang the first line, Jaya Krishna Govinda Gopalavana Mali, 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 Jaya Krishna Govinda Gopalavana Mali. So he was very happily singing that while he was cooking. Of course, this is also Shiksha. This is Leela Vichar, the consideration of the Leela and the Adhyatmik Vichar, how it applies to me. Adibhotika, Adidaivaka. On that level, his level, he's simply folding his hands and praying, cooking rice and some scented water with a banana inside it, cooking for the Lord, praying to Krishna and Govinda and Gopal. Vanamali, Gopal, who wears a beautiful forest garland around his conch shell-shaped neck. He's folding his hands and praying and meditating on the lotus feet of Gauranga with all intention. But then for us, what does it mean to us? What is the benefit? What is the directive? What is the instruction, the teaching to us, the readers, the Smaranites, the Smaraniters, or those who are remembering and trying to absorb themselves in this Leela? The instruction for us, the Bhakti Tattva Shiksha, is that when we cook, we should chant the holy name. Nowadays, of course, everyone listens to tapes, or at least we hope they do that much. Listen to lecture tapes or kirtans. But he was putting his heart into his cooking by putting his heart into his chanting, and that his heart was going into his chanting, and mixed in the vibration and shabda of his chanting was the holy name of Krishna. If he's chanting the holy name purely, Shudanam, then the whole atmosphere is filling with pure sound vibrations. Seshane Bhaktane Rama Jaganmata Tristipata Karilena Mahipati Vrata. At that moment, while Shuklambara was joyfully singing, Jai Krishna Govinda Gopala Vana Mali, Jai Krishna Govinda Gopala Vana Mali, and praying to his cooking rice, the chaste mother of the universe, Jaganmata, Rama, Lakshmi Devi, she glanced at Shuklambara's rice. Dristipat, Dristipat. Tatakshane sarvamrita haila seyanna. Snanakari prabhu asi haila upasana. At that moment, when Lakshmi Devi glanced at the rice, it immediately became exactly like nectar. Tatakshane, at that moment, sarva amrita, all that anna, all that rice became nectar. Gauranga Mahaprabhu took his bath and arrived at the kutir of Shuklambara Brahmachari, or at least Shuklambara. I guess he's Brahmachari. This is what happens in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Mahaprasada ki. It is said that in Jagannath's kitchen, when the pandas are cooking, all the pujaris are cooking Jagannath's rice, that actually Lakshmi Devi comes and cooks the rice. Bimala Devi comes, Lakshmi Devi comes, and she's actually cooking and spicing and preparing the rice. And we certainly, everyone agrees that the Mahaprasadam of Jagannath tastes like nectar, sarva amrita, the rice, the dal, the sabjis, pakoras, sweet rice, tikkis, namkeen, anything and everything. So as Lakshmi Devi enters and the food or does the cooking over there for Jagannath in his kitchen in Puri, Lakshmi also glanced at Shuklambara's rice and made it into nectar. So one can extrapolate from this, when any pure devotee prepares bhoga for the pleasure of the Lord with pure intention and pure heart, bhakti prayachati, love and devotion, then Radharani enters that preparation. She glances at Radharani Dristi, Dristipat, Radhika Dristipat, Lakshmi Dristipat, Vishnupriya Dristipat. She glances, Radhika or Lakshmi glances at that bhoga prepared, being prepared by the pure devotee for the pleasure of his Lord. And then by her glance, the glance of Radha, all of that bhoga turns into nectar. And later, after the Lord honors all that nectar and it becomes Mahaprasadam, then the devotees taste the Adara Amrita. The Bhaktagan, all the assembled devotees, they taste the nectar of Krishna's lips, Krishna Adhara Amrita, in the form of his Mahaprasad and his Phela, his nectarian, blissful, satisfying saliva mixed in every bite of his Mahaprasad. Once we had the opportunity to take some halava that Prabhupada made. At least it was said he cooked it, and it certainly tasted like amrit. Sange Nityananda Adi Apta Katajana Tita Vastra Edilena Sri Shachinandan. Sri Shachinandan was accompanied by Nityananda and some of his intimate devotees. Apane Lailana Tanecha Pali Shuklambara Dekhiya Hasena Kutu Hali Gauranga honored that rice which he had desired. He looked at Shuklambara and smiled happily. Dekhiya hasena kutuhali. Or he laughed, we could say. Gangara agrete ghar. Gangara samipe. Vishunni vedanna kari lena barasuke. Shuklambara's house was situated next to the Ganga. Gauranga happily offered rice to Vishnu. Krishna Nivedan. He invited Lord Vishnu to come and take that rice before he took it. Hasi vasilena prabhu anande bhojane nayana bariya deke sababritya gane. Thereafter, Gauranga smiled as he joyfully sat down to honor that prasad. All the servants of Gauranga watched to the full satisfaction of their eyes. Sababrityagan, the group of Brityas, all the different servants. Bariya Nayana, their eyes were filled and saturated with happiness to see the Lord of Nadia, Nadia Nagar, Nadia not taking that rice. Brahmadira Yagya Bhokta Sri Gora Sundara Shuklambara Anakai Eibara Dushkara. It was most extraordinary that Sri Gora Sundara, the Yagya Bhokta, the enjoyer of sacrifices, which are offered by great demigods beginning with Brahma, was now eating the rice of Shuklambara. So generally, Lord Vishnu is Yajñavai Vishnu. He's the enjoyer of so many huge yajñas, all kinds of rice cooked in pure ghee, the best quality, export quality, finest quality, intergalactic rice is cooked and offered by Brahma and other demigods and ghee and so many elaborate costly spices and offered to the enjoyer of the yajna, Yajna Purusha, Yajna Bhokta, Vishnu. And that same Vishnu has appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he's eating some simple boiled rice in the hand of a bhikari, a beggar. The purport by Siddhanta Saraswati. Shuklambara Brahmachara used to collect rice by begging from door to door. This rice is considered contaminated because of being touched by so many people. It says here that one cannot collect uncontaminated rice by begging. Householders do not accept items touched by beggars. But it is true that uncontaminated rice is more pure than rice contaminated by touch. But rice received through begging is even more pure because it has been received as a gift by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Because it is the Lord in the heart of the donor who inspires the donor to contribute some of his rice to the beggar standing at his door. So ultimately, the efficient cause of that receipt of that rice, the efficient cause is the mercy of God Himself. From the external point of view, the contamination of being touched is present. But according to Gaura Sundar's philosophy, the most important factor in Mahaprasadam is the purity of the heart. According to the philosophy preached by Sri Gaura Sundar, the most important factor in Mahaprasadam is the purity of the heart, not the purity of the dravya or the purity of the persons, Kaladesha Patra, but the purity of the heart of the person who is handling that rice or that prasad. After taking that rice, Gauranga said three different verses. Hena Prabhubali, Janma Yavadamar, Emata Nera Swadu Nahi Payar. Since my birth, I have never tasted such prasad rice as this. Ki garba todhera swadu na parikahite ala gocheye mata varandila kon mate. I cannot describe the superfine taste of this banana stem sabji. How did Shuklambar cook it without even touching it? I'm amazed. Tumi hena jana se amara bandukula, tomasava lagi se amara adimula. Shuklambara, you are certainly one of my friends for whom I incarnate. In his previous life, in Krishna Leela, as is the case with many of the Lord's devotees. In Krishna Leela, they appear as ladies, many of them. The Yajnapatnis, the Nagapatnis, the Gopis, etc. The Bringi women and the Pulinda women of Govardhan, the forest. There are ladies in Krishna Leela, and they appear as Brahmins in Gaur Leela. A Shuklambara Brahmachari. In his previous life, he was one of the Yajnapatnis, one of the wives of the Brahmanas. This is told in Gauraganadish Deepika, text 191. Shuklambaro Brahmachari Purasid Yajnapatnika. She who was the wife of the Brahmana, who is attached to performing fire sacrifices in Braj, has now appeared as Shuklambara Brahmachari. Sri Gauranga begged for and ate rice from him. In someone's opinion, he was the above-mentioned Brahmana. So this is the situation here. Prarta yitva yaranam Sri Gaurango Bhuktavan Prabhu Kechadahura Brahmachari Yagika Brahmanapura. So Shuklambara was also involved with food, and coward boys were begging the Brahmanas, and then they didn't give, but their wives, they begged them, and they ran out and donated fruits and whatnot to Krishna Balaram and all the Gopas. So now this Yajnapatni has come back as Shuklambara Brahmachari to not only give food to the Lord, but personally cook it with his hand and offer it to the Lord. So the Lord says, you're one of my friends. Amara Bandhu Kula. You're in the family of my friends, Bandhu Kul. Amara. Amara Bandhu Kul. And that's why I come. Shuklambara pratideki kripara vaibhav kandite lagila anjon jay bhakta sava. Seeing the extraordinary mercy that Shuklambara received, all the devotees cried, "Hey mata prabhu puna puna aswadiya karilena bhojana ananda juktahaya." Nisway Gaurasunda repeatedly relished the meal to his full satisfaction. Ananda Yukta. Puna Puna Aswadya. Again and again he was tasting it. Jay Prasada Payena Bhikshuka Shuklambar Tuhuka Bhakta Jata Papi Kotishvar. Let the sinful non-devotee millionaires see the mercy that the beggar Shuklambara received. It's interesting, in his previous life, Shuklambara was a Yajnapatni, was the wife of one of the Brahmins. And the coward boys came to the Brahmins. The coward boys came, the coward boys are Vaishyas. And they came to beg from the Brahmins, please give us some food. And then the Brahmins didn't give them anything. They had so much food, they were so wealthy, yogic Brahmins, on the border of Mathura and Batrol village, Batrol, the border between Vrindavan and Mathura. And they were obviously well off, lots of fruits and grains and yajna and ghee and all those things. And their wives were there with their gold and silk and saris. And these simple coward boys were begging. But now the tables are turned. And next life, the proud, wealthy, aristocratic Brahmins, one of them became one of those wives of those Brahmins, the yajna patnis. She became a poor brahmachari, a beggar. Now she had to go out, Shuklambara Brahmachari, he had to go out and beg from others to get his food. So even if one has crores and crores of rupees or millions of dollars, that doesn't mean he can feed the Lord. But the poverty-stricken beggar, Shuklambara, he satisfied Gaurasundar with begged rice. And such is the beauty of love. So we'll stop there and continue tomorrow.